Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Welcome back to The Breakdown this afternoon, the final show in April of this year. And that was the very first solo.
No.
Health.
Really?
4 o'clock classic. Yep. Die Slow from 2009. Health are one of the bands we pretty much will play anything they put out.
Oh, they're up there in the charts of most played bands on the Breakdown of all time.
But they'll be in top five easily.
Yeah.
But Die Slow from Get Colour, an absolute stone cold classic there. We have an album of the week from St. Vincent. We've got a cover, The Porridge and Howdy albums as well. We've got a Slutface track, Cults.
Have we? I didn't see the Slutface track.
Oh, yeah, Tiled Old Dog. But first, Corridor.
The Montreal Psych Rockers released their new album, 8 tracks, mini album, I'm going to call it, Mimi, on Sub Pop yesterday. We played a couple of singles, at least one, in the run to this release. This one was the final single in this week of the album release. It's called Jump Cut.
Mm-hmm.
Corridor, a band you can see at Hyde Park Book Club in Leeds on the 15th of May, if you so wish, from the album, but not Valerie, that was Taishi's album. What was the album called?
I don't know.
No, I don't either. Oh, I do. Mimi.
Mimi.
It was a name. Mimi, out yesterday.
Another album out yesterday, Porridge, who are... Is this their debut album by Porridge?
I think
Porridge?
It might be. Released a lot of singles, haven't they, in EPs before, but yeah, this is the first album.
I think this is the first album. It is called Teevin, and they are playing at the Get Together Festival next month in Sheffield. I think the headline in one of the stages. And we both brought different songs from this album, but I am going to play mine.
We arm wrestled, didn't we?
Yeah, because it's short. Will. It's a bit shorter, but it's very good. Where is it? Was there? There is it. Right at the bottom. Got a punch.
Hi, this is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Get tonight.
Friend of the show, Vanity Fairy, and Love Me Right from the EP Top of the Pops that was out yesterday. Vanity Fairy's back in Sheffield last weekend in July. Clamlines, that delicious.
Ah, okay. Of course she is.
She is.
Of course she is. And she's playing at the In Colour Festival
In Leeds, next week. Week after next.
Yeah. Eurovision night, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
We are going to go now. Did I say it was porridge before? Go to punch.
You said it to me while that was playing, but you didn't say it on air. We have now.
We've done that. Lynn Coe-Emery is somebody who has not had a play since 2017, but has a sophomore album coming up next month called Borderline Iconic. And from it, this brilliant track, which was released earlier on this week, No Hands.
No Hands.
Ooh, that was close, wasn't it?
It was.
Disappointed in me, though you say you're sorry.
one in Germany, but Swedish. That is Linko Emery. And that song was brilliant. No Hands is the name of it, from the album Borderline Iconic, which was out in out in May.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we sure about that pronunciation?
Go on. How do you want to pronounce that?
Koch.
Oh, Koch. Okay.
I mean, it's not what I wanted to say, but no, I don't know. Anyway, Museum of Love. I thought it was a new artist. It isn't. We played them once before. Museum of Love are a duo consisting of Pat Mahoney and Dennis McNally. Pat Mahoney is the drummer in LCD Sound System. Yeah. Double A-side single. Well, two tracks came out this week anyway. One was called After Us. This is it. Technical breakdown.
We're having gremlins, aren't we?
We are. That's just stopped playing completely. You get it on yours?
I can't right now. It's not on my list.
You could. Let's just try this. Let's just try this one instead. No.
Oh, is it not working? Is it gone?
We can't have lost the internet because that's there.
Because it's there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's do St. Vincent's from last week's album of the week. And I'll try it. It's playing now.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
It's all the rage. Classic.
Big time, big sound, big St. Vincent. Come back with All Born Screaming, the album which was out yesterday and which is our album of the week. I've already said Big Time Nothing, haven't I?
Say it again.
Big Time Nothing. Mm. Museum of Love before then. Now it's time for your Trouble 7.
It is. Yes. It's going to feature a new artist in the shape of Marina Allen. Going to be Lambrini Girls in the middle of this new single from them, but kicking off with something from the Parsnip album called Behold that came out yesterday. This is Papier Mâché.
We're having technical
mishaps. We're having some weird mishap things happening. I can play that from somewhere else, though. So that was Paper Mache from Parsnip. Up next, in the treble seven, that has been slightly interrupted, this is Lambrini Girls and Body of Mine. Final track in my treble seven brings up the fourth new artist of this afternoon's show. That's Marina Allen, and a track from a forthcoming album, That was called Swinging Doors. Can't see the album title there. Should have been more prepared for that. Never mind. Lamborghini Girls in the middle of that, and we kicked it off with something from the Parsnip album, Behold, called Pepper Mache.
So we need one more new artist.
We do need one, otherwise the universe will... I don't know what will happen. Just don't want to risk it.
Something could happen. I'm not going to do one for you next, because I'm going to Storefront Church, who we played a couple of weeks ago. A few weeks ago, I think, actually. And there is a new album by the band. There is an album. Where is it? Is it? Maybe it isn't.
We're both struggling with new albums.
Yeah, I think...
Dates, releases, got the High Rooms.
No, High Room was a track from...
That's not the track you're playing, is it? No.
That's not one. High Room was from last month. This is Cole. Okay, I'll find you details about this. But this is Stringtastic.
Stack up all the loathsome cards and
Joel, I'm scared. I'm scared. That was quite the ride.
Wow. Storefront Church, Cole. Now, I had the wrong page open before. Ink and Oil is an album. The album, what that is going to be on. And it is out on the 28th of June. And that was quite the track. So follow that.
Okay. I'll try. Cults. Now, I thought Cults had called it a day. Did I imagine that? I thought they did. But anyway, I can't see any reference to that in this article. But they're back with the first new music in 2 years. It's not that long, actually. It was a couple of previously released songs that they came out with, celebrating 10 years of their second album, Static, a couple of years ago. But this is brand new music from Cults. This is Cry Baby. Should we follow this with something else?
I'm going to get that fifth new artist in.
You should.
I'll go with Gel.
Okay.
See you.
And we are confident that that is a new artist for the show. That was Jell, who are a New Jersey hardcore band. What? No.
No fat duck.
No,
get away.
No fat duck.
Down boy.
Down boy. Down boy. Jell, yes, they have an EP coming out on August 16th, and that's from it called Mirage. They quick fire follow-up to their 2023 album, Only Constant.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, when a band gets a pre-release hat-trick, they get a ding of the bell. Right, yes. Wait. Mm-hmm. When they get four tracks before the album comes out, what happens? Does the marching band walk in or something?
Means we should really be playing other bands, really.
Oh, does it?
No.
What if the song's as good as this? It's Savvy Fav.
Oh, is there a new one?
There's another new one.
Didn't realise.
Album's out till May the 10th, so I'm presuming this is the last single to be taken from it ahead of its release. We LSF is out on then, that date, what I said, May the 10th. This is World Got Great.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Every day I'm searching for a feeling, a feeling I don't know, it's shape-shifting. On the can I be alone right now? Am I
this will be missed or simply fade away.
I go out. I've got a fever. The glow won't fall out. The shape shifted.
So, Human Interest, newer new artist to the show, definitely taking us to five there in East London band. That was a track called Shape Shifting from an EP called Smile When You're Losing, an audio guide to wellness, which is out on September the 6th. All right.
Good stuff. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Salute track. Give us the sixth new artist.
Seventh. Or seventh.
Or seventh. Who knows? Yeah, Salute is a UK producer releasing his debut album called True Magic. When is that coming out? Let's say shortly. Host of people on there. Disclosure featured on it. Empress Of. And this track, which features Rina Sawayama. It's called Saving Flowers. And it's the last track. It's the last track on this week's show. Anything more to add?
No.
I'll tell you what, though.
Sheffield Wednesday 3-0.
Sheffield Wednesday winning 3-0. Reggae Time is up next.
Reggae
Time. Sheffield Live.
Yes.
Is in the studio.
So stay locked.
Yeah, keep it locked. And Breakdown will be back next week with more of the same, but different.
Hopefully less technical balls up.
We can't have everything.
Fewer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Goodbye.
Bye.